Hachette Audio presents Know Your Beholder, written and read by Adam Rapp. Includes a bonus PDF of the author's drawings.
For Paul, Rob, Chernus, and Ray. Part 1. Small Town Snow. I haven't left my house in almost a month. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday, most likely Wednesday. And 3 days ago, a foot of snow fell on Pollard, Illinois, and its surrounding farmlands. Storybook snow as soft as sifted cake mix. Although an old municipal plow has scraped down the street exactly twice, the driver's head enshrouded in wool, clearly it's been an effort in futility as the snow continues to fall at a dizzying rate. I'm in the attic. I've been spending the last few hours counting the number of people laboring down the middle of my street on cross-country skis. Laboring, not gliding, as one might expect from a sport that uses a pair of long, preternatural runners. There have been 7 skiers so far, velocity challenged and hunched over. The cross-country skier fights the snow, driving his poles into the frozen crust, desperate for purchase. The snow doesn't welcome his pursuit the way it coaxes the downhill skier with its powdery, virginal shimmer. It bewilders rather than bewitches. The cross-country skier exists as if trapped in a purgatorial silent movie. It's strange how full-body winter wear makes gender difficult to identify. Each goggled cross-country skier seems androgynous, machine-like, somehow pneumatic. It appears that the sport is a solitary pursuit, as I have yet to witness duos or trios. Perhaps there is something about the threat of being snowbound in a small town that inspires the lone adventurer. Where are they going one by one? Are they skiing away from lives of ill repute, or to a lover, or simply to the library to return overdue books because the car won't start? Whatever the case, those lone skiers, as they probably already know, are not going to find much in Pollard aside from Our Lady of Snow's shrine, an embarrassing miniaturized counterfeit of the shrine at Lourdes, France. Ours looks more like an interstate rest stop for science fiction enthusiasts than a place of pilgrimage dedicated to Christ's mother, and an enormous bookbindery on the outskirts of town. What snow does to a small town like Pollard is vastly different from what it does to a mountainside. Whereas it beautifies the mountainside, beckoning photography and sporting life and teams of people in expensive pastel-colored waterproof Gore-Tex to gather on outdoor lodge decks and drink mulled wine and hot toddies, it shuts the small town down, rendering it municipally constipated. Mountain snow has the power to be painted. Small town snow just gets dirty. Architecturally speaking, the houses on my street are sort of interesting in that they are mostly mid-19th century 3- to 4-story Victorians in various states of structural and aesthetic decline. The less compelling houses are a pair of low, flat Tudors and something 4 lots down that looks unfortunately log cabinish. From my vantage point, the attic, the neighborhood has been suddenly blessed with an innocent gingerbread.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?